Shalom to all. In today's Afriyat Mishnah, we learn Masechet Becharos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, all the way through Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah that a Bechor is supposed to be eaten within its first year of life. So Mishnah Beis tells us, if a mom developed on it within its first year of life, the Kohen's allowed to keep it for that whole 12 months, and then he can eat it. Whereas La'achar Shnasoi, if it only developed a mom after its first year of life, so he couldn't eat it beforehand because there's no Beis HaMikdash and he can't shecht it if it's not a Baal Mum, so he has to wait until it gets a Mum, and it developed this Mum only after its first year of life, he's only allowed to keep it for a maximum of 30 days after it developed that Mum, and then he has to shecht it. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continue to discuss this. If a kohen shechted a bechor, which is Baal Mum, and only then he showed it to an expert, which was going to determine whether or not it is really considered a Mum Kavua, which would have allowed him to shecht it, or if it was really just a mum oiver, was a passing mum, and he really shouldn't have shechted it. And the expert told him, don't worry, this is a mum kavua, it's okay that you shechted it. Rabbi Huda allows him to eat it, because it was a regular mum that it would allow him to shecht it. Rameir says, no, since it was shechted without a mumcha, without an expert telling him beforehand that he's allowed to, usher, then it's usher to eat. And that's because of the following. Rabbi Huda agrees to Rav Meir, if the mum was in the eye, if that's where the mum kavua was, that it actually would be usher to eat. Even though the mumcha, the expert said, that it's a mum kavua. That's because eye issues in the animal change after death. Before it was shechted, it could be that it had an eye issue that would not have allowed him to shecht it, and then after he shechted it, the eye changed, and now the mumcha sees it, and he says, oh, that's a mum kavua. But beforehand, there wasn't a mum kavua, so Rabbi Yehuda would aser in that case. Rav Meir's geyser this because of that. Because of this eye case that we just mentioned, Rav Meir says, in all situations, any time a bechor baal mum is shechted, before the expert says that it's allowed to be, we aser the kohen from eating it. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the concept of a mumcha, someone who's a registered, recognized expert in determining whether this bechor has a mum kavua, and that means that the kohen could shecht it and keep it for himself, or if it's a mum oiver, it's a passing mum, and that means he would have to wait for it to pass and then bring it as a karbon. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Mishnah mumcha, someone who's not an official recognized expert, that means Bezdin did not give him the stamp of approval, Verasa bechor, and he saw a bechor, and he paskined that it has a mum kavua, v'nishch dalpiv, and it was shechted based off what he said, ha'rigza yikaver, it has to be buried, it's completely possible, we do not listen to anything he said, and not only that, he has to pay from his own pocket for causing the kohen a potential loss. Now, since we're not 100% sure whether it was really not a mum kavua or maybe it was a mum kavua, so he didn't say an untruth, he doesn't have to pay the full value, but he still does have to pay something. Now, we move on to a similar concept. Donis Hadin, if someone judged the case, he passed in a din taira, and Zikia is a chayiv, he was mezak the one who's really chayiv, Vichiv is a zakai, or he was mechayiv the one who's really zakai, meaning he passed incorrectly, and he said that Ruvain owes Shemin, or the Shemin owes Ruvain, and it was really the other way around, or Timei is a tar v'tira is a Tamei. He said that which is Tahar is really Tamei, and that which is Tamei, he said it's Tahar. Mashasa Asoi, what was done, but Vishalmi Besai. He has to pay from his pocket for ruining and for passing incorrectly, even though he's a big Chacham, he's smart, he knows what he's talking about, and he just happened to have made a mistake in this case. That doesn't make a difference. Since he's not an officially recognized Mumcha, he has to pay for that mistaken decision of his. However, Vimhoya Mumcha Bezdin, if he is a Mumcha Bezdin, he has official right from Bezdin to Paskin, Patel Shalom. He doesn't have to pay for his mistake. Now, Maisa Parshan Itol Shalah, there was a story with a cow that its aim, which means its womb, was taken out, and it can't have kids because a female cow that doesn't have a womb is not able to have children. And v'chilu Reb Tarfon l'klavim, Reb Tarfon fed it to dogs, which means that the owners came to Reb Tarfon and they asked, is it a treifa or not? And he said, yes, it is. So they fed it to the dogs. And ubam ma'aslof ne'chachamim v'tirua. And this story came to the chamim, and they said, it's mutter. There's nothing wrong with it. And why is that? Because Amar Toides Haroife, Toides the doctor said, ein parv chazir yotz me'Alexandria, a cow and a chazira were not allowed to leave Alexandria in Egypt ad sheim chaytchas imshala, until they made sure to take out its womb, Bishvil Shalitelet, so it shouldn't give birth. These were very strong, robust, and highly prized animals. The Egyptians didn't allow them to be exported out of the country until they made sure that it couldn't give birth, so they're not able to reproduce anywhere else other than in Egypt. That way, it's going to be great for the economy. And this whole story means that the cow is not a treifa just because it doesn't have its womb. So Amar Tarfon said, Halcha Chamarcha Tarfon, your donkey has now went Tarfon. He was basically saying about himself that now he's going to have to sell his donkey in order to pay for this mistake in Psak of his, because now he has to pay back the people whom he said that their cow is a treifa. However, Omer Rekiva told him, Reb Tarfon, Pater Atah, Reb Tarfon, you're Pater, Shatom Mumcha Lebezdin, you're Mumcha Lebezdin, V'chom Mumcha Lebezdin, Patum L'Shalim, anyone who's Mumcha Lebezdin doesn't have to pay. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, going back to discuss determining whether or not a Bechor has a Mum. Hanoitel Schari Lias Reb Bechayres. If a person gets paid to see Bechayres, meaning to check out their Mumim, to see if it's a Mum Kavu or not, Ein Shechten Al Piv. One is not allowed to Shecht it based off what he said, and that's because if he's taking payment for it, we can't trust him that he gave a correct psak. It could be if the kohen pays him more, then he's going to be dishonest and say that it really is a mum kavua, and that's a gain for the kohen. So we can't trust trust him, and therefore we can't shecht it. Unless he's an expert, like this person whose name was Ayala, who lived in Yavne, the Chacham allowed him to collect payment for checking out a small animal, that's 4 isaros, or 6 for a big animal, that's because it's more challenging to look for movement on a big animal. And the reason why this was permitted is because he took the same payment, whether it was a tam or a bal mum, it didn't make a difference what his psak was. He took the same payment and he was extremely trustworthy. So if a person's like that, he could take payment and we could follow what he says. If not, he can't take payment, or if he does, we can't follow what he says. Now, the previous mission we had said that a person is not allowed to take schar. He's not allowed to collect payment for paskening whether Bechar has a mum. So Mishnah Vav tells us something similar. Hanaitel schari ladun. If someone takes schar, he gets paid to judge a case. Let's say dini mamunis. You come. Does Reuven owe Shimon money? And he gets paid for that. Dina betalim. His din is batal. There's a joshua from pasuk that just like Hashem judges for free, so too a dayan has to judge for free. Similarly, lahaid. If a person gets paid to give edos, to give testimony about something that he knows, edos betalim. His edos is batal. Also, lahazay sulakadesh. If a kohen gets paid for hazah or for kiddush, this both has to do with the process of paraduma. We know if a person is tamei mace, he gets sprinkled with what's called mechatas, that's ashes of the paraduma mixed with water. And so if a kohen gets paid either to do hazah, to sprinkle a person, or to do kiddush, which is mixing water with the ashes of the paraduma, so meima ara, his water is just cave water, the efra mikla, and his ashes are just regular ashes. In other words, this is just considered regular chulin, plain old water and ashes, and it has no kedusha whatsoever to it, and it doesn't work at all. However, there is a certain type of schar which is allowed. Imhaya kayin, if the person whose services are needed is a kayin, for example, they need him to give edos, they need him to give testimony about something, and he's a kayin, or in this last case that we just mentioned regarding working with the water and ashes of paraduma, which needs to be done by a kayin, vitim o mitrumasai, and on his way to go help, he became tamei, and now he's not able to eat truma, machila yumashka visachai, the person who needs the services of this kayin could give him food, drink, and anoint him with regular chulin oil, and it's not considered like he's getting paid for his services. Even though chulin is more expensive than truma, it's still not considered like he's getting paid. And also, if he was old, he could get a donkey ride, and he also could give him his schar like a regular worker, meaning if this kayin or this person who's helping out, paskin the case or do whatever it is losing out on some sort of other schar and other payment that he could have gotten, some sort of other job that he had in order to help out, so he could get reimbursed for that. How the reimbursement works is beyond the scope of our discussion, but he could get some sort of reimbursement for that, and it's not considered getting paid for his services. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hachashad al Bechayra, says the Mishnah, somebody who suspected regarding Bechayras, specifically regarding a Kayin, that he suspected that he's going to actually put a mum on the Bechar so that now he could shecht it and keep it for himself and he doesn't have to bring his a karbon. You're not allowed to buy deer meat from him because the color of deer meat is similar to that of a calf, which would be a Bechar, and we suspect that he'd be selling the Bechar meat like regular, so you can't buy any meat that looks like the Bechar meat. Also, you also can't buy hides from him that are not processed. That's because we're afraid it's a hide of the Bechar. Now, if the hide was processed, you are allowed to buy it from him because he's not going to process the hide of a Bechar that he put a mum on due to the fact that he's afraid that he's going to be caught by the Chachamim. They're going to take the hide away and bury it, and then all of his hard work in processing and tanning the hide is for nothing. So he will sell an unprocessed hide from this Bechar that's usur, but not a processed one. Rabbi Elazar Aimer, he says, you could also buy from him the hide from a female animal. That's because a Bechar is a male animal. Mishnah continues, one is not allowed to buy from him wool, which was whitened and cleaned from all the dirt that's inside of it, because this might come from a Bechar, and he will comb it and clean it and might sell it, so you can't buy from him. You could buy spun wool from him, or already made begadim, because he's not going to put in that much effort if he's dealing with wool that he's really not allowed to be using, because it's similar to the hides, that he's afraid that he's going to be caught by the chamim, and so he's not going to take usher wool and process it so much. So if he's selling processed wool, which was spun, already made into begadim, you could buy that from him, and there's no suspicion. Now, in the previous mission, we learned about a kohen who's chashad al habachar, that he suspected that he's going to actively put a mum kavua on a bachar so that he could shecht it and keep it for himself, and he doesn't have to bring his karbon, and different ways we have to treat this kohen. So Mishnah Ches tells us, a chashad al shvias, somebody who's not trusted regarding Shemitah, in loichon menu peshton, you can't buy flax from him, vafilu serek, even if it's just combed, and that's because we're afraid that he was over Shemitah with it. Av loichon menu teviva arig, one could buy from him flax that was already spun or woven into clothing, and that's because if he's dealing with usher flax, he's not going to go through such lengths to process it to such a degree, because similar to the previous Mishnah, he's afraid that he's going to be caught and he's going to end up getting knast, and so if it's usher flax, he's not going to process it so much, but if it's this level of being processed, we don't have to suspect that it's usher. Moving on to Mishnah Test, something similar. Someone who suspected that he takes his truma and he sells sells it as if it's chulin, and we know the truma has a lower price because only kohanim could eat it, as opposed to chulin everyone could eat, so it's a higher price, so he's going to make money off of this. Ain like chomenu afilu mayu melach. No buying from him, even water or salt. That's not chayv in truma. You still can't buy this from him. That's a knas. And since he's suspected regarding truma, you can't buy anything from him. Devar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says no. Kol sheish bazikas truma zumaiser. Ain like chomenu. It's only something that has what to do with truma and meiser, meaning you have to take truma and meiser from it, so that you can't buy from him. But water and salt that anyway doesn't have to do with truma and meiser, that you could buy from him. Mishnah tells us hachashal shvius. Someone suspected regarding shmita that he doesn't keep the laws of shmita. Ain a chashal meiseres. He's not suspected that he doesn't properly take off meiser. And it's the same the other way around. Hachashal meiseres ain a chashal shvius. Someone who's suspected of not taking off meiser properly, he's not suspected regarding shmita. And that's because each one has a chumra over the other. So just because he's not afraid of not keeping shmita properly, he still might be afraid of not taking off meiser, and vice versa. However, hachashal zeh ve'al zeh chashal taharis. If somebody suspected both regarding shmita and meiseres that he doesn't keep either of them properly, so he's chashal regarding taharis that he's not careful of tom and tahara. Now, v'yeshu chashal taharis ve'ain chashal loyal zeh ve'al zeh. There is a person who's not trusted regarding taharis, but we don't have to suspect him regarding this or that, meaning regarding shmita or meiseres, and that's because these taharis that we're talking about as dinim of tom and tahara that are only dirabanan, not da'iraisas, whereas these things, shmita and meiser, are da'iraisas. So if he's only suspected regarding rabbanons, we still could trust him regarding da'iraisas. And zahaklal, this rule says the Mishnah, kol chashad al davar, if a person is suspected regarding a particular thing, loy danoi v'loy me'idai, he can't judge or give eidos about it. So let's say we have a person who's suspected regarding meiseres, he can't sit as a judge in a meiser case, or can't give eidos about a meiser case. And that's even though he's not going to be personally gaining, we still can't trust him regarding this entire topic. And we'll go on to Parakeh Mishnah Aleph. Kol psulei hamukdashim, all hektish which became pasul. We have an animal that was designated as a carbon, and then it became pasul, maybe got a mum or something happened to it, so it can't be brought as a carbon anymore. What's done with it? So we're either going to redeem it, meaning transfer its kedusha onto money, and then take that money and buy a new carbon with it, or we're going to do something very similar, which is shecht it and sell the meat, and then use that money for new carbon. So what's the din with these? Nimkar be'itlis, they're allowed to be sold in a regular butcher shop, v'nishchatim be'itlis, they can be shechted in the butcher shop, v'nishkalim be'litra, and they can be weighed by a litra, which is a standard process of weighing meat in the butcher shop. In other words, it's allowed to be treated like regular meat, chutz min habachar min ha'meiser, except for a bachar that gets a mum or meiser behemoth that gets a mum. Both of those are not allowed to be shechted like regular, sold like regular, or weighed like regular. Why is that? Shana yasan labaylim, because their benefit is to the owner, as opposed to psulei hamukdashim, a regular carbon that became pasul, hanayasan lahektish, that benefit is to hektish. In other words, the Mishnah is explaining the difference. When we're dealing with a regular carbon that became pasul, as we had said in the beginning, what's done with the money that's received? A new carbon is purchased. So we want to try to sell it for the maximum amount of money possible, because all that money is going to be going for a carbon. So we're allowed to shecht like regular and sell like regular in a butcher shop and weigh it like regular, because that's the way we're going to get the maximum money. However, when we're talking about a bechar, meiser, behema, that's owned by the owner and it's kept by him and it's his benefit, and therefore we don't allow it to be sold like regular, because that's a bezayin to hektish. This bechar, meiser, behema, even though they have a mum or the pasul, they still have kedusha to them, and we can't treat it in this degrading manner, selling it like regular meat, especially when that benefit is not going to hektish, it's just going to the owner. However, the Mishnah concludes with shaklin money connected money by bechar, when we're dealing with a bechar and the kain is selling the meat, so he could weigh one money with another money, which means if he has a money of chulin meat, he could put that on one side of the scale and then measure out a money's worth of the bechar's meat on the other side, and that's mutter because that's not a standard way of measuring, so it's not a bizayin to the bechar. The Mishnah base tells us, Bishamai says, loy money Yisrael mekain al bechar, al Yisrael and a kain are allowed to be together on a bechar, which means when a kain shechts a bechar z'baal mum and he's sitting down for a great suda, he's not allowed to invite Yisrael with him. In other words, Beis Shammai holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat from a bechar, only a kain. Whereas Beis Hillel Maitarin, Beis Hillel allows. Vafilu Nachri, even a non-Jew is allowed to eat from a bechar. According to Beis Hillel, whom we paskin like, the meat of a bechar baal mum is mutter to be eaten by anybody. The Mishnah continues, bechar shal chazaydam, a bechar that had this blood issue, and back in the day, they would do hakazazdam, bloodletting. They would do some sort of medical procedure that would take out some of the blood, and that helped heal the person or the animal that had this blood issue. So the bechar has this issue, afilu hu meis, even if he's going to end up dying, ein makiz loy dam, no doing akazas dam. Did Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? That's because it's very possible that it will get a mum kavua when akazas dam happens, and Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'ein mischavin is aser, that if you're over an iser, even though you didn't have kavana to be over that iser, still, at the end of the day, the iser happened, you placed the mum on the bechar, so it's aser to do akazas dam. Or Zacham and Milcham say that no, yakiz, he could do akazas dam, uvachal yas by mum, as long as he's very careful not to put a mum in it, meaning do it in a spot, or just do the procedure in a way that a mum won't happen. The im also by mum, if a mum did end up happening, how is Shlo Yishchat Olav, he's not allowed to shechted at all because he ended up putting a mum in the Bechor. And we're going to learn about that later, that if a person puts a mum in the Bechor, he's not allowed to shechted. Whereas Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, Yakiz, no problem. Do HaKazis Adam, no issues. Afal Pishoy Sabay Mum, even though he's going to end up putting a mum on it, that's because Reb Shimon holds Darvash Ein Mischavin his mutter. He had no kavana, no intention whatsoever to do this mum, and therefore there's no problem, even Lechatchila, to do HaKazis Adam. Atamish Gimel, more about putting a mum on a Bechor. Hatsayim Ba'ez on a Bechor, if a person nicks the ear of a Bechor, and that is a mum, Hariz Aloy Shachar Elom Mr. Reb Lezer holds, he's never allowed to shech this Bechor. That's because he put a mum on it, we knas him, he's not allowed to shech it. Whereas the Chum say, Kshiva Le Mum Acher Yishchat Olav. When another mum happens to it, so then he could shech the Bechor because of that other mum. He's not allowed to shech the Bechor due to the mum that he put on it, but if another mum happens, no problem, he could shech the animal. Now we have a couple stories about this. Ma'ezem Zachar Shalchim Zakin, it was a story with a male sheep that was very old, Usari Medoldol, and had long tangled wool. And Ra'o Kastor Echad, a Kastor, which is some sort of government official, he saw this, and Amar he asked, Mativa Shalzeh, what is the story of this old sheep that's plodding on that has tons of wool hanging from it? Amar Lois, they told him, Bacharhu, it's a Bachar, it's a firstborn, but any Nishchat Elim Kenhoi by Mum, it can't be shechted unless it has a Mum, so we just have to let it be. And we know also we're not allowed to do Giza, we can't shear it, so that's why I had this long, tangled, dirty wool, and it was just walking around munching on grass all day. So what did this fellow do? Natal Pigyon, he took his Pigyon, which is a dagger, Vitzarim Ba'aznai, and he nicked its ear. And Ubama Aslavne Chachamim, the store came to the Chachamim, Vitiru, and they permitted this Bechor. But now what happened? Rashi Tiru, he saw that he permitted it to be eaten because of that. V'halch Vitzarim Bechor Sacherim, he went over to other Bechorais and he nicked their ears as well. V'asru, and the Chachamim then asered those Bechorais. Similarly, Pam Achas, Oyutunakis Mesachim Basadet, one time there was little kids playing in the field, V'kashru Zanvas Tolim Zelazet, and they tied the tails of sheep together. And then obviously these sheep are trying to get away from each other. And one of their tails broke off. It turned out it was a Bechor. And that's obviously a mum. And they permitted that Bechor. Whereas Rosh Yitiru, the kids saw that now it's permitted. And they went and tied other tails of Bechors to each other. And the Chum asered those cases. And Zaklal, this is the rule. If it's done with his knowledge, he knows what's going on. He understands that if him doing this is going to cause a mum, and that's going to permit the Bechor, so it's Aser. It's only if it's Shalayla Daitai, like in the initial situation of this officer that took his dagger and nicked the ear, or these kids that tied the tails together. They didn't know what was going to happen, they didn't realize that it was going to be Maturit, so then it's permitted. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.